This goes out to Bobby Real.
Bobby Real.
Bobby Real.
Bobby Real, my man.
I love Bobby Real.
This is a shout out to Bobby Real.
This is Brett Favre.
Hey, it's Lenny Dykstra.
It's your boy here, Sean Lights Out Merriman.
Kenny Wallace, brother.
Bobby Rio.
The dating coach.
You're a great teacher and coach.
Thank you for the scrambler.
Scrambler.
The scrambler.
The scramblers.
The scrambler.
Scrambler. Man, I don't know what you've done.
Because you guys, Bobby Rio and Rob Judge, you guys are a couple of kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, evil geniuses. The scrambler has made a lot of men very happy.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rio. And I've got a pretty important video for you today because I want to get to the heart of the scrambler and show you how it's like a secret love pill at your disposal. I'll explain in 1 minute. See, I've been coaching dating and attraction advice for almost 11 years now. One of the questions that I always get from guys is, how do I make a woman really like me? How do I get her to fall in love with me? A lot of times it's a female friend that you have a crush on, a coworker you might be flirting with, or even a woman you're dating that you sense is losing interest in you. What's ironic is a lot of times we can get the women that we're not really into, but the ones we really like, why don't they ever fall for us? Okay, what I want to challenge you to do right now as you're watching this is I want you and I together to reverse engineer this idea of getting someone to fall in love with you. Because I think by doing that, you're going to get to see how it actually happens and why the scrambler is so powerful. When you know how it happens, it's a lot easier to know what you need to do, what steps you need to take to move things towards a relationship with a woman. Because quite honestly, it's almost never the steps that most guys assume it is. What I want you to do and what I want you to think about right now is the last time that you really fell for a girl, when you started to get obsessed with her, when you started having those thoughts like, oh shit, I think I'm in love with this girl. I have feelings for her. Maybe you're feeling that for a woman right now, and that's okay because by the end of this video, you'll understand how to have her have those same exact feelings towards you. So what is it? What was the sign? When did you know that you were falling in love? This is key. This is a critical element of what I call the scrambler. The sign that 99% of guys and 99% of women first realize that they're in love with someone is when they can't stop thinking about them, when they find themselves talking about them to their friends. I coach a lot of guys. A lot of these guys, when they come onto a coaching session or even if they come on one of my live programs, a lot of times the guy is there because he's motivated by one girl that he can't get off his mind. If you think about how much effort and how much time and how much energy they're putting into that one girl, and they're coming to us to get coaching on her because she's like an impulsive thought that he can't stop thinking about. Now, I totally sympathize with those guys because I was there. I've been there. If you think love is a strong word, we can define it however you want. But what we're really talking about is infatuation, where you're just thinking about her all the time. You just find yourself constantly, just the thought of her. You can't go on with your day unless you're thinking about her, unless you're talking about her. Every moment, you're checking your phone, you're slipping her name into the conversation, even talking to people who don't even know her. Wouldn't it be great to have that same power, to have a girl thinking about you that much? Well, stick with me. I remember one time when I was totally infatuated with this girl. I was crossing First Avenue in the city next to some old lady. And somehow I end up in a conversation talking about the girl I was infatuated with to the random old lady. It's amazing how her name and just the thought of her just slips in and permeates your entire life. So let's get back to it. What is the first ingredient of love? And it's also the first ingredient of the scrambler. This is very important to understand. The ingredient is to create psychic tension in the other person. What I mean by psychic tension is it's a tension so much that the only way to relieve it is to want to see the person because you're thinking about them. You need to see them. You feel a compulsion to see them. You're talking about them. You're playing conversations in your mind. You're analyzing them. You're possibly on Google going, what did it mean when they, or you're on a dating forum going, she sent me this text. What do you think it means? That is psychic tension. And that's the first ingredient in love. There is no love without it. And for our purposes, it's the first ingredient in the scrambler. Here's the kicker though. Here's the kick in the balls. The kick in the balls is that most guys do everything to relieve that tension as quickly as possible in her mind. This is because as a guy, our natural philosophy is, I need to let her know. I need to give her certainty. She needs to know how I feel. I have to lay my cards on the table. She needs to know that I'm really into her. We do things like being super available, for instance. If she asks us to hang out, we're afraid to say, no, I can't hang out this weekend because we're afraid it's going to put doubt in her mind, right? We're afraid that if we don't text her back right away, it's going to put doubt in her mind. If she says something we disagree with, we're afraid to go, that's not true, because it'll put doubt in her mind. But here's the thing. That doubt is what she needs because that doubt gives her things to think about. It creates psychic tension. Without those breadcrumbs of doubt in her mind, you're a sure thing. And one thing I can tell you about women, no woman wants a sure thing. Maybe you've been in this situation where things were going well. She seemed to really like you. Then poof, she disappeared. She lost interest. Okay, this is a writer downer. It's the core secret of the scrambler. If you can get a girl thinking about you when you're not around, you can make her fall in love with you. Did you write it down? Do it. Write it down. Tape it to your fridge if you have to, because if you really get this, it's like having the key that unlocks any door. The average guy doesn't understand this, and it's one of the big reasons a woman never falls for him. Sure, girls might like him, they might think you're cute, but they never chase him. They never become obsessed with you. This is because so much of love and infatuation and attraction happens when you're not even there. It's her, by herself, projecting an image of you. Again, I challenge you, think about a girl that maybe when you met her, you were just so-so on her, right? Then suddenly she did something, or there was some kind of uncertainty, or there was a situation or something that made you want to know more about her. And suddenly you could not stop thinking about this girl. I know myself, I've been there with girls where it happened that way. I first went on a couple of dates with them. I'll say, yeah, she's cool. And yeah, she's all right, you know. Then suddenly, because maybe she pulls back, maybe she goes a little cold, and all of a sudden my mind is locked on her. Again, of course, my clients have had a girl do this to them where suddenly the woman just encapsulates every thought in your mind, right? You just can't stop thinking about her. The amount of mental space that she occupies is just so astronomical that you can't help but fall in love with her. Stick with me, because all of this makes up the elements of the scrambler and why it's so effective. In fact, what a lot of my clients say after discovering the scrambler is, wow, she used this on me. She did this on me. Think about love like a seed, that it starts small, but then grows so big, it almost boxes you in where it's all you can think about. That's what the scrambler does. It's like you talk yourself into it. She thinks it was her idea. Most men think that love is cause and effect, right? I'm going to take her out to a really nice dinner, and it's going to convince her that I love her, right? She's going to fall in love with me because we're going to be together. It's going to be romantic. It's going to be this great, perfect, romantic, you know, violins playing encounter. But where love occurs is when she's not with you, when she's at home replaying events, right? Where she's anticipating your next text message and asking her friends why you haven't called yet. The problem, like I said, is that most nice guys, they don't give her anything to replay in her mind. They don't give her anything to talk about with her friends. And that is boring. And ultimately, it drives her away. They give her the certainty. So she goes home now, right? Now her attention, she's got nothing to think about. She had a really good date with you. But that emotion from that date has faded, right? Then some other guy comes along and he's a mystery. He's a challenge. Now her attention goes to him and you've got none of her attention. And without that attention, you've got nothing. You've probably been there. Have you ever gone on a date and it was the most amazing date in the world? You go, we connected and, you know, this and that. And I know she's the one. She has to feel the same way because she was laughing at all my jokes and we were making plans to hang out in the future. And we just had this chemistry. Then you text her and a day goes by, 2 days go by. And that moment hits you in your stomach where you're like, what the hell? She's not responding. What went wrong? Right? We've all had that gut feeling that something changed and we're not sure why. I can tell you what went wrong. It's that she had nothing to think about. It's like the end of the movie was already revealed. She knew the ending to the movie. She knew what was going to happen next. When a girl knows what happens next, she's got no motivation to continue watching the movie. Let me ask you another question. Did you ever watch a cat play with a piece of string? It may sound like a silly question, but it's the key to the scrambler, the key to unlocking a secret desire, and the key to becoming the guy that women put on a pedestal and chase for sex and relationships. When the string's dangling above her head, just out of reach, the cat goes crazy trying to get it. It leaps in the air, it dances around, and it chases that little piece of string all over the room. But as soon as you let go of the string and it drops right between the cat's paws, a weird thing happens. The cat just looks at it for a few seconds, gets bored, and walks away. Girls are the same exact way. The easier you are to catch, the more bored and less interested she becomes. Simply because once a girl knows she has you, it's over. The minute she figures out she's the one holding the power, her attraction for you plummets, and you're more likely to win the lottery than to make her your girlfriend. It happens fast, sometimes within 5 minutes of talking to you. This is why a girl will go from hot to cold or from wanting to kiss you to wanting to be your friend. This is why a girl that seemed totally into you will start ignoring your calls, is suddenly always too busy to hang out, or just flat out gets mean or unresponsive towards you. It's like she was disappointed the game was so easy and she actually loses respect for you. You see, it goes against her nature. She wants to chase you. She wants the dancing string. And the scrambler turns you into the string that girls can't help chasing, even if they initially weren't that into you. The more the string dangles, the harder women chase it. You may or may not have heard Rob or I talk about the scrambler. To give you a little background on it, because if you've watched our videos, you know we've talked about it. How it formulated, right? How was it formulated? A few years back, Rob and I, we were both sort of at a breaking point. We were like, we're both like really good at teaching guys dating advice. In fact, they come to us, they pay Rob obscene amounts of money to go out, take him out for the weekend. He gets these guys talking to girls. He has students bringing women home that same night. Girls way out of these guys' leagues. Yet the thing that his students struggled with and the things that I noticed when I was talking and coaching my students as I got them better at flirting and better at conversation was that when they met the one girl they really wanted, things always went bad. It just never worked out. What the two of us did is we sat there and sort of like I did in this video, we reverse engineered everything, starting at that point of, okay, we both know at this point that love comes when you're thinking about someone when they're not around, right? We can agree on that, right? If a woman is thinking about you when you're not around, you're this close to having her fall in love with you. It doesn't matter if you're not her type or if she initially thought of you as a friend. You're this close. In fact, sometimes if you're not her type, it's even more powerful because she finds herself saying, I don't know what it is. There's just something about him. It almost works to your advantage when maybe you're older than her, or you're not as physically attractive as she normally goes for or whatever, because she chalks it up to some mysterious chemistry she feels with you. So what can you do to get her thinking about you constantly when you're not around? That's the end game. The end game is not, I'm going to show her how much I like her. It's, I'm going to do everything I can that leave little breadcrumbs that when she's home, lead back to me. Every thought she has leads back to me, and she has no clue why. What we discovered was there was a handful of techniques. These techniques are like little time bombs that you plant when you're with her or when you're texting with her. And later on, when she's alone, boom, these little time bombs go off, and now you're all she can think about. Now you're giving her things to think about. It's a strategy. What we found was that in order to rapidly and easily recreate that experience of falling in love, you really need to do three things. You got to get her analyzing your behavior and unleash an intense curiosity in her to try to figure you out. You need to flip her approval-seeking switch and get her addicted to your approval instead of you trying to impress her. A girl will only chase a guy when she feels like she has to work to win you over. Third, you have to retreat long enough for her to develop a strong desire to see or hear from you again. You want her waiting for your phone calls, pulling her phone out of her pocket every few minutes to see if she missed your text, craving a compliment from you like a glass of water in the desert. Sound complicated? It's not. It's actually a lot easier than you think. Let me explain. When Rob and I noticed what girls were responding to, we wanted to create something foolproof because, let's face it, it's easy to mess this up when you've got a beautiful woman in front of you and your mind goes blank or you start listening to your emotions. Your emotions are like a dickless virgin whispering advice in your ear. Text her again. Maybe her phone is broke. She's different. You don't need to play the game with her. Yes, it's pretty easy to mess this up without a concrete game plan. I've seen it happen hundreds of times. Also, what we found is that these three steps work like gangbusters for creating attraction in a female friend, for getting an ex back, or turning some girl you work with into your girlfriend. Here's what else you'll love. It allows you to put the game on autopilot. No more worrying if you're showing too much interest, if you're not being persistent enough, if she's slipping away or just playing hard to get. You'll never have to worry if you're texting too much. Are you texting too little? If you should compliment her, when you should reveal your feelings. Just sit back and let the scrambler do the work. This way, even if you've already messed up or you've made a bad impression, she'll instantly forget she ever rejected you or muttered, "Let's just be friends." If you're like a lot of guys hearing this for the first time, this can make your head swim and can be a little bit confusing and leave you with a lot of questions. Since I started teaching this and giving private talks on it, I've heard them all. How much interest should I show? When do I stop playing hard to get? How often should I text her? How will I know when it's working? Here's a clue it's working. One of the things the scrambler is designed to do is to get the woman to imagine a future with you. You'll start to notice as she starts suggesting dates the two of you can go on, or she'll even try to plan a vacation with you. It's a pretty cool moment when you're getting on that plane with her, heading off to some Caribbean paradise, just you and her, and you just sort of smile to yourself and look back on how it all started. The more guys I taught this to, though, the more questions I got. What's the best way to make my move? What kind of mixed signal should I send? What are the exact sequences of the scrambler? What do I actually say to her? I get it. Those are very good questions, and I have a specific answers to every single one of them. Again, my name is Bobby Rio, and a little over a year ago, Rob Judge and I held a private seminar in Rob's house in Scottsdale, Arizona. We invited 10 of our best students, who paid us over $1,000 each to be there in person. And over the course of 2 days, we handed these students every step of the scrambler, every chess move, every subtle thing you can do to have a woman chasing you for sex and relationships. Best of all, we made it cookie cutter simple to follow. Jab, jab, right hook, retreat. For instance, you learn the exact moment you must pull away from a woman if you want to shift gears and get her chasing you. Did you know there's a simple question you can ask a woman that'll instantly tell you if she's ready to sleep with you, so you never have to risk rejection or embarrassment? Did you know that most girls expect you to play the game? This is why the two-day rule or waiting 20 minutes to text her back is a joke. She's sitting there going, "Oh God, another guy waiting 2 days to text me." One thing you must know about girls, when she expects you to zig, it's time to zag. A lot of guys think that nice guys finish last, and that's only partially true. See, women actually want you to be nice. The reason nice guys scare girls away is because they're too nice too soon. It's much better to start off edgy and let her earn your niceness. Being edgy just means starting off with a neutral attitude towards her, and then you make her jump through hoops to earn your approval. I bet you already know that girls are hardwired to want what they can't have. What you probably didn't know is that if you start playing hard to get before you fully capture her attention, she'll just think you're disinterested, gay, or too shy to make a move. This is why it's crucial to follow the exact sequence laid out in the Scrambler. Here's just one of the messages we got from guys who've already gone through the training. This is what Nick wrote. A huge thanks to you and Rob. And most importantly, the Scrambler. I landed the girl and it was fucking awesome. This is one big learning curve with this one girl alone, and just she was playing such hard to get that I feel more confident and centered in myself now than ever. See, Nick's right though. There is a learning curve, and that's why step by step, over the course of 2 days, we implant you with every single mindset, technique, and strategy that gets the girl chasing you instead of the other way around. So here's the deal. Initially, we weren't planning on releasing the recording of this secret seminar because, quite frankly, we didn't want too many guys having access to it. However, the more guys who hire me for coaching, the more I've discovered just how badly most men need this roadmap, or else they continue to blow it with the women they really want. So Rob and I decided to package up the videos and the workbooks from the Scrambler, from the seminar, into a home study course where you'll get full access to the entire seminar, the workbooks, the strategy guides, and have everything you need to put the Scrambler to use and start seeing the same amazing results the guys at the seminar have already experienced. Now, as I mentioned, tickets to this invite-only seminar were over $1,000 each. And the value you get from the recordings, I'm confident, is worth twice as much as that because it has the power to permanently change your dating and sex life and have you land that one hard-to-get woman you really want. That said, Rob and I wanted this to be affordable for all the men who need it. So right now, for a limited time, we're offering the full secret seminar recordings for $79. You'll get over 10 hours of HD footage from the seminar. After watching it just once, you'll be an expert on using the Scrambler to find a wife, a girlfriend, or just some casual fun with a female friend, a coworker, or even the girl who serves you coffee at Starbucks. It's your call who you use it on. But that's not it. Because we also decided to include some additional bonuses that I think you're gonna love. The first bonus is a video called Invisible Escalation. In this video, you'll learn how to spark intense sexual tension with a woman completely under the radar so that she begins feeling sexual attraction to you, but she doesn't know why. This is perfect for a female friend, a coworker, because when she becomes sexually attracted to you, she thinks it was her idea. Then you're going to get a report called She's Sending You Signals, where you'll discover every hidden signal that women are sending to the point that you can actually read her mind and know exactly what she's thinking. This report shows you how to decode even the most hard-to-read woman. Never miss an opportunity to make your move. Never feel confused or frustrated because you can't read her signals. You're also going to get another bonus called the Boyfriend Destroyer Sequence. If she's already dating someone and you know she likes you, but she's too scared to leave her boyfriend, this sequence gives her the permission she needs to finally rush into your arms. That's not it. You're also going to get the Dirty Dozen 12 conversation topics to insert into your conversation that create a love loop in her mind that have her go home later that night and think, wow, I think I'm falling in love with you. You'll learn all 12 topics and how to effortlessly slip them into a conversation. And the final bonus is a secret report where we walk you through word for word text messaging sequence that gets you out of the friend zone. If you got a female friend that you're looking to move things to the next level, just copy and paste these texts and watch her quickly change her attitude towards you and begin showering you with the attention and the affection that you crave from her. Once you click the orange click to order now button, you'll be taken instantly to a secure checkout page and you'll be confident that your data is private and everything is secure. Everything is completely private. The charge shows up on your statement as ClickBank. Remember, this is a one-time payment. We're so confident that it will work for you that we're going to take all the risk off your shoulders and let you see everything risk-free. We know how amazing it's going to be to feel for you when you notice that pendulum of power swing to your side. The change in her is actually palpable. You can just about see her becoming attached to you, developing feelings for you, and looking at you with that anticipation. I call it the doggy dinner bowl look. Her head sort of tilted, those trance-like eyes glued on you, just begging to be kissed. When she's drawn towards you like a magnet, you won't part with this material for any price. But you really do have to act now. We're selling access to the seminar recordings and all the bonuses at a special price, but this offer won't be available long. Here's what Pedro had to say. I conquered my dream girl. She's amazing, cute, hot, and loves sex. And she left another relationship to be with me. Here's what John had to say. I just want to say that I feel now that my game is reaching an entirely new level, which is amazing. Here's what Victor had to say. I got laid yesterday for the first time in well over 5 or 6 years, and you guys helped me achieve this. Now, I don't want to pressure you on this, but you've got a choice to make. Choice number one is keep doing what you're doing now, and more than likely, the girls you really like will keep slipping away. Sadly, by next week, she could be gone and into the arms of some other guy, sleeping with him, giving herself over to him. You'll continue to put time and effort into meeting a girl, getting to know her, only to watch her slip through your fingers before you can turn her into your girlfriend or turn anything meaningful with her. If you keep making the same mistakes, her attraction towards you is going to continue to plummet. If you watch this far in the video, it means you want this, and you know it could work for you. Do you really want to put it off any longer? If you're thinking, I'll come back to this video later or tomorrow, we both know that you won't. Even if you do, chances are this deal won't be here. You could take choice number two, of course, and you could choose try doing it yourself. But did you ever hear the saying, why reinvent the wheel? If you go out tonight and you meet your dream girl, would you really want to risk it trying it your way? Wouldn't you rather know that if you've got a tested, proven formula for making her fall in love with you and get her desperate to sleep with you, chase you for sex and relationships? Right now, there's girls in your life who are still undecided about you. Every wrong move you make and more of the attraction they feel towards you is disappearing. Before you know it, any chance you had with her will be long gone. If you do this wrong and you bore her, creep her out, or you seem needy or unattractive, you'll rarely get a second chance. If you do, you'll waste time and money, and you'll have to come back here anyway. And when you do, this deal won't be available anymore. You could take choice number three and risk nothing at all and get the Unlock the Scrambler seminar and get her chasing you tonight. Get her to your place. Get her clothes off. Finally have that experience, the ultimate satisfaction of seducing that hard-to-get girl. It really is that simple. Thousands have already done this before you. Here's what Ferdinand had to say. I actually can't believe how much it already changed. Literally, I changed from having no dates in years to going out with a different girl every single day this week after learning this advice. All you have to do to get started is click the Add to Cart button. You'll get instant access to everything, and you can begin using the Scrambler tonight. You really have nothing to lose. Remember, all the risk is on our shoulders. If Unlock the Scrambler doesn't deliver what it promised, you get all your money back. No questions asked, and you can keep all the bonuses. Can you imagine a life filled with beautiful girls, eager for your attention, and what your life's going to be like when you don't have this problem anymore? Go ahead right now and take action. Click the orange button that says Add to Cart and take the first step towards living the lifestyle you know you're capable of living.